Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 97. Human's favorite.
Yes.
Caller 97, 800-400-3697. Instantly wins a pair of floor tickets for Alice in Winterland, December 6th. One Republic, Leon Bridges. And you get to have a meet and greet with Michael Franti. Oh, I'm so excited for Winterland. It's next Thursday. Next Thursday night, we want you to be there, get a pair of floor tickets, and a meet and greet with Michael Franti right now. Call number 97, 800-400-3697. It's a good one. And 59 seconds, if I'm going to die tonight, I won't heaven. With you. I wonder if Michael ever tunes in the morning and hears us like just singing all over his songs. He's like, can you guys shut up?
I was at Whole Foods the other day and his song came on.
Which one?
I think it was Sunshine, but okay. I was like, I know he's somewhere and isn't a thing to him, but how cool that I'm in the grocery store and there's my dude singing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is. It's so funny. It's funny knowing him, you know.
Yeah.
The commercials come on for Alive. I'm Alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the vitamins.
Yeah.
Alive vitamins. And the other day, the commercial came on. I was all, Michael Franti! And I looked up to John, and I'm like, he doesn't know what I'm so excited about. But every time the commercial comes on, I'm like, Michael Franti!
I'm alive. I'm alive. Well, this is a good song.
Yeah.
I'm alive. I'm alive. This is what it sounds like. That's a good song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
they're all good.
Yeah, they're all good. Michael Franti, he's part of the big show next week, Alice in Winterland.
Right.
And you get a meet and greet with him.
The end.
Right. Time for the trash.
Yes.
The world's highest paid TV host. Susie, were you able to find a longer list than this?
No,
they gave me the top
Forbes,
five.
I got it from
that's
Forbes.
It.
That's all they did was
five. And that's it.
That's it.
So these should be pretty easy to get. If you want to try it, Forbes, you know, they're the list makers. I love Forbes.
Yeah.
They're constantly putting out lists. Mm-hmm. Who makes the most money?
Are we guessing number one? Are we trying to guess number one?
Of course. Go for it.
I'm going to say Colbert.
No, no.
Colbert.
I'm going to tell you something right now. These are all daytime shows.
Yeah. Repeat the title of it again.
It's not Ellen. She's number two.
Repeat the title of the whole
thing. The world's highest paid TV hosts.
Okay.
So Ellen made $87 million last year. So
and that's not the highest?
No.
I don't say. I'll say it after someone
tell
guesses
me it's
it.
Not Judge Judy.
It's Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Jesus.
So
can
here's the thing, though. Here's
Judge
the thing.
Freaking Judy.
I feel like that's fake news.
It's true, and the reason is she makes $47 million a year. She sold the rights to some old programs for $100 million. And that is why she made $147 million
dang,
last
year.
$147
we do too,
million.
Judy.
Dollars.
You're not a moron.
Well, I'd like to say you're a moron, but you're,
not.
You made $147 million last year. Okay, who else is on the list? We have number one, Judge Judy Shindlin with $147 mil. Ellen DeGeneres, $87 mil. These are gettable. No guesses?
You know what? I actually forgot who's already on the list. Is Dr. Phil on there?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what's Dr. Phil?
He's number three, $77 million.
Wow. Is that chick with Ryan Seacrest on there?
No.
Oh, but Ryan Seacrest is.
Ryan Seacrest is on there. Ryan Seacrest made $74 million last year.
Wow. So what's all his stuff? Obviously with Kelly. He's producer, executive producer of the Kardashians.
Yeah, he
owns
the
E! Plus
a lot
of E! Yeah.
And
his radio show, he still does that?
Probably. It's American Idol. He makes $15 million or so from
just
that.
Just for hosting?
Yeah. That dude, it just seems like it would be exhausting to be him. I'll give him that. He's definitely working hard.
Yeah.
He has to fly back and forth. When American Idol's on, I think he has to fly, you know, 20 times a day to get to the places he needs to be.
I'm pretty money-driven. I like money. It's nice. I wouldn't want his life. Mm-mm.
I'd do it for a year.
Nah,
take my $74 million and get the F out.
I don't know how old that dude is.
He's got to be in his mid-40s.
Okay, I was going to say early 40s.
Oh, see, I feel like, man, he hasn't lived his life. I mean, maybe that's all he's driven by is work.
Yeah, I would love to live in his shoes to keep busy because I love that. He's 43.
You actually like to be busy.
I like to be busy with work.
To be busy.
I want to go surfing. I want to have time with my kid.
Right.
I want to sit down
and like not think about stuff for a while.
Right.
I want to read a book. I want to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just mindlessly do something.
So we're good where we're at, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, knock wood, I'm super good where I'm at. That's 74 mil, though.
Okay, so we're missing one more person?
We are.
Can't think of
I'll just tell
us.
You okay. who it is. It's Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Oh, I was going to guess him.
Oh. Well, does he still have his talk show?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I just saw it for 2 seconds the other day.
Okay, I think
and
they
the
moved it
feud.
Around for something else they made way for, but yeah.
He does his opening rap, which I saw.
Just like a monologue?
Just a monologue. The day must have been Thanksgiving Day because he was like, yeah, just, you know, you should be thankful every day. I don't know why I got to tell you this.
Yeah.
And I was like, great point. And then he goes, now we're going to do Ask Steve. And I was all, well, this should be good. And then the lady asked him a question.
Oh, so just the audience gets to ask a question?
Wendy Williams does the same thing.
Oh. All right. Well, that's.
Well, we do the same thing too in our live secret shows.
Yeah.
Ask us.
Yeah.
You can do it anonymously at our secrets. You don't even have to stand up and do it. And you're rude.
And dirty. So he does the talk show.
And Family Feud.
Family Feud. He does a radio show.
Uh-huh.
He has menswear.
Oh.
Ties and whatnot. Oh.
So he's got all kinds of stuff going on. $44 million bucks is what Steve Harvey made.
Oh, man.
So there you go. This was Judge Judy's first and probably only time at number one. Because of the extra $100 million. Congratulations on that, lady.
But she is always up there, at least in the top five.
Yeah, absolutely. Although she would have been fourth on the list if she just made her $47 million. Anyway, congrats to all you people with all your money. It's great. Fantastic. Buy a great house. Collect weird things.
Many right. homes.
Exactly. Jerry Springer would like to be on that list. And believe it or not, even though his daily syndicated show is not currently making new episodes, which doesn't mean that it's not still airing, because it is. He has just been put on the court bench. He's going to be one of these TV judges. Oh. He has a law degree.
Wasn't he mayor of Cincinnati?
He was, but he was also, I think he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Or finished law school.
He at least finished law school. So he is now going to be Judge Jerry. It's a court show that NBC Universal is going to distribute.
I wonder if it's going to be along the lines of his show where it's silly.
Dude,
you know,
I told you guys.
Stuff, you know, crazy stuff like that.
Paternity court is the most sad, depressing reality. Like, it's on. That's on every day. I've seen it only because I've been at the Toyota dealer waiting for my car to get worked on. But it is heartbreaking that these... That's not even that.
I told you.
First, it's these awful stories about how these people are treating each other and treating the kid. And it's just heartbreaking that that's real life for some of these people.
And that's on TV.
And it's on TV.
Right.
For show.
Well, I don't. They're not really saying what it just sounds like. It's, you know, it could be Judge Wapner style. It's people's court. Who knows? But anyway, he is going to be Judge Jerry. And that is the name of it. It's going to launch fall of 2019. Let's see. No, that's it. And so they've stopped production on his daily TV show, but he's got tons of episodes that still have to air.
And then they started doing Steve. Did you guys ever watch Jerry Springer's show where he had Steve, who was sort of the ex-cop bodyguard?
No.
He rushed the stage. Well, he had his own show that Jerry was... executive producer of.
What did he do on his show?
It was basically he took over the likes of Jerry Springer. The same craziness.
Huh. Oh, he didn't just have people rush the stage and tackle him? That's a show.
No, but he did have bodyguards up there as well, just in case of that. But, you know, Steve's a big dude.
Right. I'm surprised that they wanted him talking. Seems like his gig was tackle people.
Well, you could tell he wasn't a dumb guy.
Oh.
All right.
How long did that show last?
Some years. I don't know if it's still on. But he got into some trouble a year or two back.
With what?
He got into a car accident. I think he was either drinking or drugs. Wrapped his car around a tree. I can't remember if there was another person involved.
Oh.
It was some kind of stuff like that.
That's bad.
That went on. So I don't know if his show is still on, but Jerry was certainly making money off of him.
Speaking of car accidents, did you guys see the video of Steph Curry's car?
Yes, I did.
No.
Show Vinny this. His car, he was hit by two different people.
This on Saturday? Yeah, I believe one car and then another car.
Yeah, this is
in the East Bay.
And don't worry, he's okay.
Mm-hmm. He's not okay though. He's currently not playing because he's hurt.
Oh, still with the groin injury?
It's the groin injury.
Yeah.
But he's not harmed by he's not further damaged by this car accident. So this is filmed by dash cam footage from someone, I think, going the opposite direction, or are they in the same
direction, on the left side of the...
So look at the left side. And, there's a helpful little arrow there.
Is it raining?
It is raining. And
it's the black car behind that. You see that? Right there.
That's him?
They're going to show it again.
Well, anyway, what happened to him?
The initial crash happens. This driver of a silver Lexus loses control of the car and hits Curry in a different lane. So that was the collision that was captured on dash cam by a driver going the opposite direction. The silver car loses control, hits the black Porsche, Curry's Porsche, before slamming into the concrete wall.
Man, talk about a do-gooder. That person who had the dash cam went, I better get over there and get them this video.
Mm.
Right?
I guess so, yeah.
I better post this real quick
TMZ
and tag
Sports
it.
Is who put that video out.
Right.
Oh, so they sold it? But how did they know that was Steph?
I don't know, but I had a friend of mine who's a news photographer that was going to work that morning, and he got out of his car and took video also.
What?
Of it.
Man.
I don't know.
Don't most of us just go, boy, it sucks to be that guy. I'm running late. Gotta go.
All right.
I think this is a CHP piece here. A driver in a silver Lexus sedan lost control of the vehicle, made an unsafe lane change from the number 4 lane. I think you count from the left, right? So the number 1 lane is the fast lane.
Exactly.
Went from the number 4 all the way across to the number 1.
I've done
and
that.
That's where he hit. Jesus.
I hydroplaned once in my pickup truck and did a full spin as I ended up past the slow lane on the side of the road, facing traffic, but off the freeway, just going.
Shaking, huh?
Well, it was raining, so it's possible that's what happened. So this guy goes from the slow lane all the way across to the fast lane and smashes into Steph Curry's Porsche.
I somehow did it without touching anybody or anything and just went first gear back onto the freeway and started driving again. It's a miracle.
Let's see. Collided with Mr. Curry's vehicle. After the collision, Mr. Curry stopped his vehicle in the center median to wait for assistance. 10 minutes later, while he was stopped in the center median, the driver of a black Honda Civic traveling in the number 1 lane lost control of the vehicle and also collided with the car. No injuries were reported or claimed in either traffic collision. Thankfully, everyone walked away uninjured. There's even pictures of Steph standing on the side of the road with the cops, smiling, taking photos.
Is his groin okay, though? That's the question.
I don't know if he further injured his groin. Then he tweeted, don't need any reminders, but all the time, God is great, and God is great all the time. Appreciate all the texts. Do you like that, Hooman?
I wonder Porsche or Porsche is like, hey, come endorse the vehicle.
Maybe.
Who does he endorse?
Under
Armour.
He endorses a vehicle.
Oh, does he?
I want to say he had his daughter in the ad, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See what
was
it is.
That? Was that Lexus?
Oh.
Did he really crash in a Porsche?
He did.
I mean, I guess he can have any car.
And a Lexus hit him.
What was he?
What does he endorse?
We're looking. Resource.
He has a Bible verse on his shoes, by the way.
Infinity.
Infinity. Oh.
Who puts out Infinity?
Nissan.
Who does Acura?
Honda.
Honda. Mm. Yeah.
Those are just like
Toyota. Lexus is Toyota.
Oh, yeah,
Toyota.
Okay.
Lexus.
Yeah.
Is that the
That's the Radnich.
That's the Gary Radnich incident. Oh, tell me more about the thing I was just about to tell you.
Play the beginning part. Ah. That part? Yeah, just the beginning.
So yesterday, it came out, or actually, I guess it happened on Sunday night on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, mm-hmm. which I don't know. I guess people watch that still.
Clearly.
Yeah. So Kim Kardashian said that she was high on ecstasy when she married her first husband and when she made the sex tape with Ray J. Ray J is like, No, you weren't. You weren't high. She had said that she had done it these two times. The Ray J source says, Kim took no hard drugs, nor did she drink alcohol during the filming of the sex tape. She smoked pot around the time that the tape was made from a pipe shaped like a penis. Ray J says her lip was quivering because she was getting...
Yeah.
He said that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is hurting his ego.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
What do you mean?
God, guys, and I include myself when I say that, we are such babies. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Sources close to Kim say she's standing by the claim that she made, that she did in fact take ecstasy before the tape was shot. She says she has nothing to gain from lying about it at this point in her life. She's thankful to have learned early on from the experiences with drugs, these lessons to her decision not to get heavily involved in drugs or alcohol throughout adulthood. Sorry, I'm paraphrasing. Anyway, the Ray J source says he's offended that Kim would suggest she did the tape because she was significantly altered.
But I was on ecstasy. I was drugged up, so it was a bad decision.
They say she was down with it from the beginning and all the way through.
Yeah. You think that guy has Google alerts for his own name
yes.
so he can, so when they 100%. Mention
like
him, anything
too.
Around about, mm-hmm. well, she does because that's
her thing.
Job, basically.
But I guess he must be sitting out there waiting to be relevant any chance he gets.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, they talked about me.
She said
hey,
what?
I can comment on that.
He has a TV show on that.
He does?
Yeah, it's Love and Hip Hop LA.
Oh.
How's it doing?
People like it.
They do?
Yeah, there's another one.
Channel or all those
one,
Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop, was it Atlanta? And there's
VH1?
One New York.
VH1,
and,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids watch it.
They do?
I've never seen the Ray J one, but I've seen the other ones. Not in a long time.
Well, good for them. I mean, yeah. Everybody's got to have a show.
Whose brother is she? Is
he? Moesha. Brandy.
Brandy.
We were just talking about her.
Yesterday, right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What about her?
She was talking about Michael Douglas being accused of having gotten himself in front of someone 32 years ago. You know, as part of the whole Me Too thing. Like somebody came out and said, oh, well, Michael Douglas did this in front of me.
Is that right?
Yeah. She says that, you know, obviously that's devastating to hear that about your husband. She says, my children and I were profoundly devastated by those allegations. I was torn about where my absolute morals lie. Basically, this was, let's see, January of this year. Michael Douglas, who is now 74 years old, was accused of getting himself in front of a female employee and then blacklisting her from Hollywood 32 years earlier. He released a statement denying the accusation before the Hollywood Reporter had even published it. She says, Zeta-Jones says, this woman came out of nowhere and accused my husband. I had a very big conversation with him, with the kids in the room. And said, do you understand if more comes out? ...
Ooh.
It was a really hard position for me. And in the height of it all, it was nasty. But she said she stood by his side and he kept assuring her that the story was false. She says there was nothing to back it up at all. For any accusation that comes out that isn't backed up, that knocks the movement back 20 years. And she said of their marriage, they've been married 18 years. God knows we've had ups and downs in our marriage. But I don't throw the towel in very quickly on anything.
Why'd you nod so furiously when you said ups and downs?
They've had some ups and downs.
Oh, you know.
Big time. Oh, sure. She is like major, like, isn't she bipolar or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, she's got some stuff. Issues.
He
yeah.
went through that whole throat cancer thing.
Well, yeah, and you know how he got that.
From her, apparently, or earlier. Yeah.
So. Strange.
From kissing her in all the places.
Yeah, all the wrong places.
All right.
Don't do that, people. Ross, I want to mention a Ross Matthews story really fast.
That all right just came out of nowhere. I'm with you.
All right.
All right.
After nearly 10 years together, Ross Matthews has broken up with his longtime boyfriend.
I hate this
boyfriend.
Story. They were so happy.
Salvador, I could tell they were on the rocks when he came through here 2 years ago. You couldn't tell?
Why do you say that?
It just seemed like they were.
Because?
The way he talked about it.
What's the guy's name?
I wonder if he just got to Ross, got to Hollywood.
Salvador.
I don't remember what the Salvador.
Salvador Camarena.
Yeah. I don't know what his profession is. Does it say?
Salvador and I have decided the time has come to part ways. Mm. He wrote on Sunday. Ross Matthews did. This split is amicable and filled with kindness, compassion, and a genuine love for one another.
Well, that's how you do it.
Salvador Camarena is a stylist, and he posted a similar message saying, as we go forward, each of us feels as if he has a cheerleader in our corner, a family member for life. We are happy. Thank you all for your well wishes and love. Hashtag conscious uncoupling.
Were they married?
I don't believe so. They started dating in 08. In 2013, they were on House Hunters. I think I saw that one. Matthews has been open about family members in the past. He basically last year said, I feel like I've been married and raising my career. I'm ready pretty soon to think about having some babies. And now, no. Well, I mean, doesn't need Salvador to have a baby.
Does Ross have to pay Salvatore?
Oh, I don't know. They're not saying anything about that. I doubt it. They're not married.
Oh, that's the thing?
Is there some common law thing?
I have no idea.
Well, what is the judge?
Like a palimony thing?
What is the decider of things?
As far as I'm concerned, he doesn't
owe him money.
No.
All right.
What do you think?
No, but, that's...
Yeah.
That's the way I always feel about that.
Right, no.
You go into a relationship...
Yeah, they're not married.
No one dragged you into a relationship. Now you're on the guy's payroll? Yeah. What?
No. There's no mention of any of that. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Well, today is an important day of the year.
Is it?
But the news isn't good.
Oh.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can join Alice for happy hour this Thursday, 5 to 7, at Lucky Strikes Lane in San Francisco. It's on King Street, 200 King Street. Drop by and enter for a chance to win tickets to the sold-out Alice in Winterland and passes to the Sarah and Vinny pre-party.
Rut-row's
right. That's going to be a good party. What? We're going crazy, drink a lot of soda.
Yep.
It's going to be exciting. So that's this Thursday, 5 to 7, Lucky Strike Lane in San Francisco. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the info. Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can watch this show.
Hello. The Looking Glass.
I'm looking right back at you right now.
Me too.
You look good today. I'm cute.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with snowfall. As a storm moves into the Bay Area, we'll have rain from lunchtime on, depending on where you're at. The drive home today, Jane has an extra special commute drive home for you because she's ready. She knows it's going to be rainy and messy out there. And don't look at me like she's not working today. Really?
She's going to be at the party with you, isn't she?
She's got to go to the meeting.
God damn it.
Lexi's going to be filling in for her.
Oh, Lexi's wonderful too.
Well, Lexi also has a great show planned. Lexi.
Find that out in the middle of my plug, but sure it's fine. Lexi is going to be great, everyone. Yeah. And
I like Lexi. She's going to be fine.
Don't bother with that stuff I said about Jane. She can't come in today. Snow. That's so crunchy.
There's no Jane.
Every time. All the time.
Well, she's very busy.
Just walk out on that limb, and then I get that look. I can see the look from the other room, like, oh, aren't you cute?
Plugging something that isn't happening.
You don't even know. You didn't even look. You just jumped out on that limb all by yourself without asking.
Adorable.
Dorbs.
Snow in Tahoe.
Yes. Tell me everything.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wow. 5 days straight.
Oh, my God, that's great. What are the daytime temperatures?
Don't ask that question all the time.
But that's what's crucial.
41 on Wednesday, 38 on Thursday, 35 on Friday, 31 on Saturday, and 32 on Sunday.
Those are the temps we want.
They're all good.
Yeah. It's well, the 41's not great. But
it's fine.
It's going to be 30. 45.
It's going to snow overnight.
It's great.
It's going to be snowing.
Just go, go, go.
It's going to be snowing up on the mountain. It'll be colder up there.
Johnny Mosley just posted something yesterday from Squaw Alpine. Said it was their first day on the slopes.
Oh, wow.
It's great.
So they must be making a ton of snow.
We're ready
up there
to
too.
Go. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. We've rented this house in Tahoe, and I'm like, well, it's going to suck if there's no.
It won't, though. You'll still be with your family, and you know, you guys.
I haven't skied in like 2 years. I'm dying of skiing.
You're going to get ripped all day, every day, anyway.
Every day. That's true. That is true, Vinny. That's a nighttime thing, though. During the day, I'm going to be super bored waiting for night to roll around.
Play some card games or something. You love those.
I do.
Winter's bad for your health, your appearance, and your sex life.
What?
According to a poll of 2,000 adults, they found the cold and dark winter months result in increases in illness, lower mood, and overall lack of motivation.
That's true.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know one way that you can improve your chances for Nook. I've learned this.
Oh, tell me.
Crank the heater.
Oh.
Like, you got to have the house warm. The lady doesn't want to take her clothes off when it's cold.
That is true.
She just won't. Yeah. She won't do it.
I'm freezing.
I don't want to do you with a sweater on. I hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do it still, but I mean, you know, I...
Oh, that wasn't her saying, I don't want to do you while I have the sweater on.
No, that's me saying, oh, man, you're going to keep that on, aren't you?
See all the stuff. You right. are kind of a visual guy, so...
Oh, because I'm the only man that's visual. We all are.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us. Mm-hmm. We want to see the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear stuff, apparently. Mm-hmm. As you've told me many times, but
I like to. I don't want to see pictures of anything. I just want to see. I want to hear stuff.
Right.
Like when John says something funny. You know, the thing is, like, he tries to talk dirty, and then it just is funny. It's like, oh my God, don't say that again.
Anyway,
try again.
Winter is bad for your health, appearance, and sex life. And
oh, great.
The news continues to get worse. But from here. Sorry, from tomorrow it gets better.
How so?
According to a new study, today is the loneliest day of the year.
Today? The Tuesday after Thanksgiving?
That's so weird.
The three main reasons are it's dark outside, the weather is awful, and people are struggling to budget for Christmas.
Oh.
This is not the day.
Today is the day. You can't tell the people it's not the day.
Why do you say that?
There's so much going on today. I feel like it should be a lot closer to Christmas. Like maybe the, you know...
Christmas
2 days,
Eve or something.
Yeah, like the 22nd might be, or the 23rd.
Is that for you the worst day? 22nd.
Well, it's way lonelier those days than it is today.
Oh wow!
There's so many parties today.
You know what else today is, you guys? Jesus. Just to remind you, because
you guys have a party tonight.
Yeah, we do. We're very excited about it because there's Black Friday, there's Small Business Saturday,
yeah.
there's
Cyber Monday. Today's Giving Tuesday.
Giving to will you freaking stop it? Today's Giving Tuesday.
Who are you telling to stop it?
The two of them making the ass kiss noises. Yeah, we're going to kiss some ass tonight. Kiss. We're really good at it. But I'm trying to talk about being charitable. That's in your wheelhouse, Hooman.
All right, so let's hear about
if you're
going
to give some money to a charity today, a food bank maybe, or you know, something that's going to help somebody who has less than you, today's the day. Really try to give a minute and think about that.
And
today's
make sure you Instagram it so everyone knows you're a nice person.
Or don't. Or actually just anonymously be a good person.
Hooman does that?
No, Hooman's a very charitable person.
Hey, by the way, speaking of food banks, we had our intern Britta updated the list we have for food banks. And Brad and Ron are throwing it online at RadioAlice.com. So we have a bunch of food banks from all around the Bay Area that's going to be up at Radio Alice.
Oh, the ANN's got it up there.
There's a 31-year-old woman named Rebecca Phelps from Hudson, Florida. You know the Floridiots. They always make the news. She wanted to have sex with her boyfriend on Thanksgiving and grabbed him by the hose to let him know about it.
Oh.
Hmm.
What do you mean by that?
You know.
Make it rain with the hose.
He said, no thanks, and rolled over to go back to sleep.
Oh, they were in bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
He was like, nah.
Right, no thanks.
Too full of turkey.
So she scratched him hard on the left eye area, which made it swell up and turn black and blue.
Mm-mm.
And then it turns out that's not the first time she's done this. Back in September of last year, she got violent when she got turned down for sex. This is the lady?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at this chick.
There's that lady.
You know, I've seen worse looking chicks.
She's not bad looking.
Trashy white chick. Blonde hair.
Trashy white chick.
Yeah, she looks kind of trashy. Just look on her face, you can tell. Big cans. Good sized cans.
Anyway, it looks like the first time she was busted for it, the prosecutors dropped the case. But this time, she's facing domestic battery charges.
Mm. Good. She should. You don't.
She should have.
A guy shouldn't
have that the first time around.
People should be able to turn each other down without fear of losing an eye. I'm, you know, in my humble opinion. God knows I need to not get beat up.
Oh, you're often saying no, are you?
I've said no, sure, plenty of times. And, you know, I want to do that without fear of retribution. Because I just didn't feel like it.
What?
Because it was too cold.
Oh. Heard that one.
My arm's kind of sore.
I'm cold.
I don't feel good.
Anyway.
I just don't want to.
Here's a story you're going to like.
There you go. Okay, hurry up.
Yeah. Well, how long is it going to take? Give me 5 minutes. What do you think? Can you squeeze it in?
I'll have it 3.
Oh. God, if you can do it in 3, I'll do it whenever you want.
Here's a nice story around this time of year.
Okay.
It'll warm your heart. Karen and Tyrone Mack live outside Washington, D.C. They're both 55 years old, and all their kids are grown and out of the house.
Oh,
so here they are.
Empty nesters.
With life getting easier.
All right.
But Tyrone has a niece with a serious drug problem who struggles with mental illness as well. And 3 years ago, her kids were about to be taken away from her.
Mm.
And she's got a bunch of them.
Oh.
She's got 5 kids, age ranging from 2 to 10.
Oh, boy, little kids.
And she's a junkie.
Oh, man.
She couldn't take care of them anymore, and they were all going to end up in foster care, meaning they would have been split up.
Mm-hmm.
So Karen and Tyrone didn't want that to happen. Tyrone, again, this is her niece's kids. His niece's kids. So instead, they took all 5 kids in, and now they're raising them as their own. They made things official just this week.
Oh, they adopted them.
They've adopted them all.
All 5 of them.
All 5 of them, so they would grow up together.
What? There you go. That's a Giving Tuesday.
Tyrone said their family needed them, so they stepped up, and it's just that simple. And it wasn't just Tyrone's decision. Karen wanted to do it, too.
Mm.
They actually took 3, I'm assuming the youngest, first. But then she said, we got to get them all together. Mm-hmm. So they got all 5 kids, and they made it official last Saturday.
That's a very sweet story. How incredibly tragic that this junkie with her 5 children had reached a point where the kids were going to... I mean, thank goodness
it happens
had someone to...
all over the place every day.
It does. And not always is there a family member willing to step up and take on your 5 children.
Right.
She's a pretty lucky girl.
What was that?
The guy's name's Tyrone.
Oh.
So he found a Tyrone song. You're amazing.
Oh, Bryn.
Okay. Tyrone.
They called Tyrone.
They called Tyrone, and that's who, and Tyrone said, all right.
How about a fast fact?
Hello, fast fact. Blah, 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 blah.
Men in North Korea get beer rations.
What? Huh?
Men. In North Korea, get beer rations where they can get up to 6 free beers each month. That's your ration.
Month.
6 beers a month.
It's not enough.
For free. It's not enough.
Can you buy more if you have money in North Korea?
I don't know how that works in North Korea.
I don't either.
Interesting,
though.
Been?
Do the
how
women
was
also
well,
get?
Well, North, even though the Terror Watch list said I went there, I didn't go to North. I went to South Korea.
Oh.
Where people have freedom.
Freedom.
And I hung out there. South Korea is incredible. I had the second best meal of my life there.
Oh,
I
boy.
Highly
you
recommend
rank
it.
The meals of your life.
I do.
Where was the best meal of your
Amalfi
life?
Coast?
The Amalfi, yes. I wanted to say it. Amalfi Coast.
And the second best meal of your life was in South Korea.
Seoul, Korea, yes. Seoul.
And where was the third best meal of your life?
Well, I gotta say, so Bali, Michael Franti's resort was pretty amazing. Solshine, there were some amazing meals there.
Shame.
Don't do that. And Fiji, they had some amazing meals.
So it's
Fiji.
Not in the Bay Area, also known for the best food.
Oh, we're talking out. When I'm traveling.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, what's the best meal you've had locally?
You said the best meal of all time.
These are just really memorable meals.
Oh, for crying out loud. Let me get back to the fast facts.
All right, thank you. Tyrone.
Jesus.
Better call Tyrone.
The fastest animal in the world is a peregrine falcon, which flies at 242 miles per hour.
Oh, wow. Damn.
The cheetah is the fastest land animal at about 75 miles per hour, but only the ninth fastest overall.
Huh. What's the speed of sound?
Oh, no.
I mean, that is freaking fast. 240 something miles an hour.
It's 343 meters per second.
Oh.
Meters.
What does that mean? Oh. Oh, 1 second.
Well, click the thing and make it switch it for you.
I got to type
it's 1,125 feet per second.
Mm.
It's 767 miles per hour.
Mm. Feel better now?
I do.
Okay.
Just wondered, you know, what would it take for a bird to break the sound barrier? Apparently a lot.
Yeah,
three times as fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 843.
That was really well said.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I understood every single part of that.
707 says, Ross puts on this night. I don't know this person, and this person may not know Ross. I just want to point
Ross
that
Matthews,
out.
Ross Matthews,
who just
broke up with his boyfriend.
Before this person says this stuff.
All right.
This is not us saying
this.
Yeah,
okay.
Ross puts on this nice, fun facade in interviews and when he's doing things related to other people, like when he's working for someone else. But in things he runs, he's a really mean person.
Mm.
I was a huge fan and was super disappointed when I found him to be so harsh and self-centered.
Well.
Mm.
In his defense, if his name is on something, it's probably extremely important to him that it goes the way he wants.
Mm-hmm. True.
That is true. Seemed very nice on Celebrity Big Brother. Ooh, that must be coming back pretty soon.
I still don't have any names for that.
Can you see if anything's being talked about?
I sure can.
What? Wait a minute. That was up against the
Olympics. They're doing it again, though. I'm
know,
not sure if they're doing it at the same time or for the same time period, because it wasn't long enough.
It was CBS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't. I wonder what they'll go up against. Like the football playoffs or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's no news on it.
Damn it.
Sorry, Yuzi, says 408. You have lost the title of best storyteller. Bryn has upped the game.
Oh. Mm.
Today on The Secret Show, which is a podcast we do in addition to this show, we are going to find out what the F happened when Bryn got thrown in jail.
It's going to be like 2 minutes.
Oh, I don't
very
know about
short,
that.
Simple
we
story.
Have,
not very
we
much
have
to
some
tell.
Questions.
Don't question the fast facts.
That was not a fast fact. Can't wait to hear all about it. You've never been willing to talk about it.
That's not true. Willing to talk about it. I was never asked. Why would I just bring, at one time I was in jail?
Valco has been vacant for years now. They only have a bowling alley and a restaurant there now. They're trying to redevelop it.
This
and
is the
it's
giant
the mall.
Mall.
Down south across from the new Apple campus.
Mm-hmm. Cupertino.
In Cupertino.
It's a large area from the overhead thing that they drew.
And a lot of people have their eye on it.
Yeah.
Developers want to do stuff.
Well, the Bay Club is there too, you said, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's one of the few things that still brings people to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can see why. That's a beautiful location.
Yeah.
We've had some fun there.
Big ol' empty mall.
510. Transform the mall for the homeless.
Apple will never go for that.
I just don't understand when people say stuff like that. Like, so you just give homeless people a place to live, then what?
Right. Then, like, give them money every month, too, to not spend on their rent and their groceries.
I don't know what the answer is. Luckily, I'm not running for public office, and you know what?
It's not up to us
London,
to solve that.
I hope that you've got, and Gavin, he's our new dude, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck, guys.
All the thumbs up. Jeez, Vinny. Were you expecting Matt Damon waiting on Mars with a big catcher's mitt? LOL. No, I was expecting some video. Other than the people sitting in chairs here on Earth, counting down, and then high-fiving each other in celebration of no landing. There's nothing happened. We didn't see anything.
They landed. The thing sent back a photograph to show that it was there. It's all successful.
Don't tell us.
They're going to start getting
information. There's a big landing on Mars any minute. Everybody tune in, and then we see some lady go, 200 meters? We've landed. Right.
Yay!
Where's the...
And then we learned a fancy new way to be a nerd with the
They choreographed the handshake, which was on the video. There
celebration.
It is. Look at these two.
Well, they sit next to each other. They
jive turkeys.
They obviously put it all together.
So I just did some research on Valco.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a group called the Sandhill Property Company. They bought the entire place for $300 million back in 2014.
Ooh, nice. Wow.
What's their plan?
Well, I mean, they can get $1 billion for that.
Well, and they may want to, because trying to get anything done with people saying, you can't do that here is going to be, I mean, they'll just finally go.
I met the guy that owns this organization.
Why don't we just sell it? What?
Peter Powell.
Peter Powell.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
P-A-U. How you spell his last name?
Peter Powell. It's like a good band name. Name of your band, Peter Powell.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Some really fun music news.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.